Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos on the road today to take on nationally ranked Northwestern at a women's men's basketball doubleheader. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, it seems like we've been saying this for the last three or four weekends, but again, another important game for us today.
It is. You've got a team that, from our own personal standings, we need to get a win or two and stay where we're at in our national rankings so that we get that seed into the national tournament. But you also have a team that's very hot, just went into Briarcliff and got a one-point win there the other night. They have two of the best offensive players in the league, so great challenge for us again.
You guys basically had your midweek game off this week, your bye week, so you've had 7 days to prepare for this thing. Where was the focus this week?
Well, we did two things. We spent the early part of the week trying to fix some of the problems that we've had, and I think we've come a long ways in the Briarcliff game. That was a team that had really jumped on us earlier in the year. They had us down 26 at halftime, and we had a four-point game with them with 6 minutes left. So I thought we fixed a lot of the press problems and so forth. Went to work Monday and Tuesday, trying to fix a few more things that we've saw in the Briarcliff game. Tried to get our zone back to where we were playing it well. We were making a lot of mistakes with it. Then on Thursday and Friday, the concentration was how we were going to game plan for Northwestern.
Talk about the last ball game, Briarcliff, but we had our chances in that one and couldn't finish it out.
We did, and really you got to go back to the first half. We had a series of turnovers in the first half that they got out and ran on, which is the one thing we said we couldn't do. And that they built up about a 16-point lead. I was really pleased that we came out and continued to battle in the second half. And like I said, got back into it twice at the 11-minute mark. We had a 3-point game with them. At the 6-minute mark, we had a 4-point game. Lost track of a couple of really good shooters, and the three really killed us down the stretch. And so that was the difference in the ball game. But again, I thought we made some improvements over the way we had been playing.
Got a little spark off of the bench. Frankie Peterson had her best day scoring. Why is 15 points?
She did, and was really attacking the basket. She got the free throw line, was 9 for 9 from the free throw line. And, you know, Frankie's one of those offensive players where she can really be on some nights and really light it up. And you know, some nights she's not as aggressive. And so we've talked to her about that. Interestingly enough, she's told me she likes coming off the bench, so we'll continue to use her in that role at least for a little while right now. But that's one of the things we're counting on, is her to come in and be a high-energy player for us.
Providing a little spark off of the bench might be the missing cog to our wheel.
Well, the missing cog is still that three-point shot, and we didn't shoot it particularly well again the other night, but, you know, outside shooting is one of those things that comes and it goes a little bit. The problem for us is right now it's gone with everybody. It hasn't just left one or two players, and so you know, we need to hit a few of those, get our confidence back, and balance out our offense again.
Not really what this team is missing the past couple of weeks?
You know, I think so. Again, you look at the defense, you look at the scoring. Holding Briarcliff to 75 doesn't seem that great, but this is a team that scores 90 to 95 on a regular basis, so you almost say we held them 20 points under their scoring average. We just got to get better offense, and we're coming into a team here again tonight that's going to score 80, 85, 90 points. They're at home. They always score about 10 points more at home than when they're on the road, so it's going to take a monumental defensive effort, but your offense has got to help out a little bit.
All right, we'll come back and talk about Northwestern as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. His Broncos on the road here this afternoon to take on Northwestern. The Red Raiders, the ninth-ranked team in the country. And, Coach, you talked about it before the break. This is a tremendous basketball team we'll see today.
It is. I think one of the things that's different, and you know, they're under a new head coach this year, I think they're a better defensive team than they may have been in the past. But on the other side of the coin, their offense is really centered around two people, and they take 50 of their 80 shots a ball game that they get. So where in the past they might have been more balanced offensively, this year they're a little heavy in the two-shooter area.
Those two players you're talking about, Kendra DeYoung and Cammy Kuhlman, might be the two best players in the league, aren't they?
They are. DeYoung is just a horrible matchup. She's 6 foot. She's a track runner, so she can run all day. In the Briarcliff game on Saturday, she played 40 straight minutes. Now, no one does that, especially not at 6 foot, and especially not against Briarcliff's pressure that they put on you all the time. But she played 40 minutes straight, took 28 shots in the ball game, and Kuhlman played 38 of the 40 minutes, and she took 20 or 21 shots in the game. So that's why I say they're really top-heavy with two of their shooters. We've really got to focus on them. I think Brittany Wong will be up for the challenge. As far as Kuhlman goes, we won't do any helping with her and just say, Brittany, this is yours, one-on-one, go get them. But we're definitely going to have to help with DeYoung.
Both of those players, 20 and 24 points respectively in the first meeting against Hastings College. What is the game plan on DeYoung today?
Well, with DeYoung, we're going to try and stay in between her and the ball all the time and make them throw over the top, make it at least make a little tougher pass. We're going to do some help with two other players. And in all essence, basically, we're going to have a triangle surrounding her at all times. Now, the catch on that is then if when that shot goes up, we don't get back into rebounding position, then those two people we've left open to triple team with are going to get some offensive boards and some easy baskets. So there's a risk involved with this defense, but what we're doing is we're hoping that we can force DeYoung. She's still probably going to take her 25 shots a ball game, but it really challenges those shots, make them tough, and see if we can keep a low percentage on those shots.
I haven't talked about rebounding yet. A great rebounding team, too.
It is, and it starts with Babcock. This is a player who doesn't score a lot for her, but she's 6'1", she's extremely long, and she jumps out of the gym. There were a few times in the first ball game she just jumped over Alicia, and no one does that with Alicia. I mean, when Alicia is in rebounding position, no one gets a board. She just jumped flat out over the top of her, tipped it out to someone else, and so that's where the challenge is that we're going to ask Alicia to help, but then she's got to get back in and rebound as well.
It's like a dam, folks. You stop DeYoung, you stop Kuhlman, you've got the Kleinjohn girl, Val Kleinjohn, who had a good ball game against us the first time with 15 points.
Well, and she came on late. We had her under control the first half. I don't believe she even had a basket the first half, and then we let her get away from us, and she was 4-for-8 from the three-point line in the second half. You know, it reminds me a few years ago when Remedy and Larson and those kids were playing, and I was at Dakota State. We really did a great job of shutting Remedy down. I think she only had 12 points for the ball game. Larson, we had held to 1 point the first half. Unfortunately, we gave up 43 points to the other three players that we thought we could help with. So, like I said, that's the challenge, is can we defend their two primary players but not let everybody else get some points that they don't normally get.
You beat us 80-68 back in December in a ball game played in Hastings. What do we do differently today?
Again, it's going to come down to the defense, what we can do, who we can cheat off of a little bit, and hope it's successful. I think we can do a better job defensively. Offensively, we've just got to really be patient. This is a good defensive team. Like I said, I think they're an improved defensive team over the past. But we've got to make sure that we get the ball where we want it so that we shoot 52% like we did against Doan, versus some of the other games where we've taken way too many threes and ended up shooting 33% for the game.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's 18th-ranked Hastings and 9th-ranked Northwestern today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Boltman Center. We're in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Good matchup here today as the Red Raiders out of Northwestern, ranked number 9 in the country, get set to take on the 18th-ranked Broncos out of Hastings College. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you here this afternoon. Hastings coming in, a record of 15 wins, 7 losses on the season. The Broncos are currently sitting at 7-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings did not play the midweek game this week. They had Wednesday night off, so our last outing was last Saturday when we dropped the decision to a Briar Cliff. In fact, Hastings has lost 3 out of their last 4 ball games to find themselves now in 6th place in the GPAC. They're ranked number 18 in the country, as we mentioned. Hastings losing to Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan, then knocking off Doan at home, then losing to second-ranked Briar Cliff last Saturday by the score of 75-63. They face a team today in Northwestern, the defending NAIA Division II national champions. They are ranked number 9 in the country this week. Their record is sitting at 16 wins and 5 losses. They are at 10-3 in the conference. They're currently sitting in 3rd place right now. Their last time out, though, a very impressive performance as they went into Sioux City and beat Briar Cliff by the score of 89-88. Kendra DeYoung, who we talked about in the pregame show, had a huge night. She had 27 points in the ballgame. Cammy Kuhlman added 18 points. And then Mackenzie Small and Samantha Kleinsasser netted career highs with 15 points apiece. Northwestern had a big advantage on the boards against Briar Cliff, 44-30 in that ballgame the other night. The Red Raiders can put some points on the scoreboard. They average just over 76 points per ball game. One of the best shooting teams as well in the NAIA, ranking 3rd in the nation at 47%. They're also the GPAC's leading rebounding team, plus 7. They're giving up only 64 points per ball game. So a huge task for Hastings College here this afternoon as they get set to take on Northwestern in this women's basketball game here this afternoon. We'll come back and get you some more pregame information as we sneak closer to tip-off here this afternoon from the Boltman Center in Orange City. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
I'm Mike Will, back at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Good matchup for us here today between Hastings College and Northwestern. As we get set to go, we got the playing of the national anthem. Then we'll get you the starting lineups as the Broncos get set to take on Northwestern here this afternoon.
We're so gallantly streaming, and the rise. the playing of the national anthem here this afternoon as we get set for Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Red Raiders of Northwestern to come in here as the nation's number 9 ranked team, 16-5 on the season, 10-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, number 2 in the conference in offensive scoring production, averaging 76.5 points per ball game. They are number 6 in the conference defensively, giving up 64.8. Their starting lineup will look like this. Allie Dunkelberger, a 5'9" sophomore from Wakona, Minnesota. Dunkelberger averaging 6 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Cammie Kuhlman is a 5'7" senior from Charter Oak, Iowa. Kuhlman, the second-leading scorer in the G-Pack, averaging 18.2 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Val Kleinjohn, a 5'8" senior from Bruce, South Dakota. Kleinjohn is averaging 7.4 points, 1.9 rebounds per game. Kendra DeYoung, perhaps the best player in the G-Pack, 6-footed junior from Hospers, Iowa. She is the conference's leading scorer at 19.4 points, and she's also averaging 8.2 rebounds per game. And then Mel Babcock is the other starter, 6-foot junior from Alton, Iowa. She is averaging 3.6 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings College this afternoon, it'll be Cammie Breckman getting a start, a 5'9" sophomore out of Silver Lake, averaging 5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per game. Taz Yorick, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney. Taz is averaging 5.3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Kayla Raggett, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball, averaging 4.5 points, 2.4 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" senior out of St. Labore. Stadler averaging 14.8 points and 8.9 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. So the Broncos are going to be dressed in their road black uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Northwestern Red Raiders will be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black here this afternoon. Hastings will be shooting to our basket to our left as we get things started here from the Boltman Center in Orange City. So a big ball game here for Hastings. The Broncos currently in sixth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference to start the day. You've got Northwestern right now in a tie for third place with Briar Cliff as the action gets underway today. Ball is in the air, and Hastings College controls the opening tip. That's going to be Brittany Wong with the ball. We're going to see a pressure-type defense here from Northwestern all afternoon long. They feed it right inside as Stadler's shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Northwestern. That's Mel Babcock with a rebound. Gets it down the near sideline. Here come the Red Raiders for the first time this afternoon. Val Kleinjohn, who had 15 points against us the first time around. Northwestern beat us back in December, 80-68 in the ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings will play a man-to-man defense. Out on top is Kuhlman. Kuhlman gets into the free throw line. Now on the side, Dunkelberger shot from three is going to be put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Raggett. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Taz Yorick with the ball on the right sideline. Takes it down on the baseline. Dumps it off in the lane. A shot is up in the air to Alicia Stadler. Alicia Stadler scoring for Hastings, and the Broncos go out on top by a score of 2-0. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Pass down low. Too far underneath the basket was Kleinjohn. Gets it back out on the wing to Dunkelberger. Back to the left wing. Now to Kuhlman. Top of the key, Dunkelberger. On the right side, that's going to be DeYoung. Bounce pass goes inside, and a foul is going to be called. Getting it inside to Mel Babcock, and a personal foul there is called on Hastings. It's going to go on Stadler. That's going to be your first foul, first team foul on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Just underway, Hastings out on top of Northwestern by the score of 2-0. Red Raiders will play things in underneath their own basket. Dunkelberger comes way out top now to Kuhlman. Kuhlman swings it right side now. That's Dunkelberger with the ball. Bounce pass inside is going to be tipped away, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Cammie Breckman of Hastings. Gets it into the hands now of Wong. Brittany Wong runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Goes to Kaylee Raggett over on the far sideline now to Taz Yorick. Taz dribbling with the ball, top of the key. That's Breckman. Drives it down the lane, loses control of the ball, and is picked up here by Mel Babcock. First turnover on Northwestern in the ball game, and now Babcock has the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So Northwestern will play things in. 18-33 to play here in this first half. 2-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of Northwestern this afternoon, just underway in this women's men's basketball doubleheader from Orange City, Iowa. Inside to Babcock, goes for the hole, shot no good, gets her own rebound, follows and scores. Northwestern, the number one rebounding team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Babcock has an offensive board there and a putback. We're tied up at 2 points apiece here early in this ball game. Here's Bruckman with the ball under the deep wing, left side, gets it out to Brittany Wong, goes over to Taz Yorick, right in front of the Northwestern bench. Taz with it high above her head. Now to Cammie Bruckman, dumps it down low to Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Alicia Stadler with a couple of field goals here in the early stages of this ball game, and Hastings College goes out on top again by the score of 4-2. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. A long 15-footer is put up there. No good by Kleinjohn. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Now Hastings will hold things up. Stadler gets into the hands of Brittany Wong as she brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over to Stadler. Down left side of the wing. That's Breckman. Drives the ball toward the goal. A running one-hander is up and in. Cammy Breckman scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal. And Hastings College out on top by a score of 6-2. Running back with the ball now for Northwestern. Over on the wing is going to be Kendra DeYoung. She had 20 points the last time these two teams played. There's a feed inside. It's mishandled by Allie Dunkelberger. And the ball goes out of bounds. Second turnover on Northwestern. End of the ball game now for Northwestern will be Samantha Kleinsasser. She is averaging 7 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Kleinsasser, a 6 foot sophomore out of Huron, South Dakota. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-2 here in the ball game. Brittany Wong has got it out here in 3 point territory. Bounce pass to Taz York. Moves the ball down on the baseline on the dribble. Taz gets away, stops right side of the lane, in trouble, gets it away now to Alicia Stadler. Alicia, two handed pass, comes out on top. That's a Kaylee Raggett. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Raggett goes to Brittany Wong on the baseline left side. Wong gets away, goes up with a shot. Going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Kuhlman. Recovered by Northwestern. Long pass down the floor. They get it to DeYoung. She drives, shoots, and scores. Kendra DeYoung scoring there for Northwestern. And the Red Raiders back within 2 points. 6-4 the score. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong into the offensive scoring zone to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett's just to the left of the key. Gets it to Kuhlman. Lobs it inside now to Stadler. And a foul is going to be called. Northwestern has a double team on Alicia Stadler. And a personal foul going to be whistled there on the Red Raiders. The foul is going to go on Kleinsasser. That's going to be her first team foul on the Red Raiders. Down at the scorer's table, checking in for Hastings College is going to be Frankie Peterson. She had a good ball game last Saturday. She scored 15 points to lead the Broncos the other day. So Frankie's into the ball game now, in addition to Melissa Thompson. Thompson's got the ball top of the key. Now to Brittany Wong. Left side of the lane, gets it out here to a Taz York. Feeds it back inside to Stadler. Goes for the hole. Shot no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up by DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung with the ball now for Northwestern. Gets into the near sideline. Here come the Red Raiders on the attack. Kleinjohn has got the ball. Kleinsasser right side of the lane. Top of the key. Dunkelberger has got it. Dunkelberger dumps it down low. Twisting and turning. Kuhlman shot on baseline. Good. Danny Kuhlman scoring there for the Red Raiders. And now we're tied up at 6 points apiece. So Northwestern has scored the last four. We have played about 4 minutes here in the ball game, tied up at 6 points apiece. Women's college basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Frankie Peterson, Taz Yorick dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot. Good. Banks one home. Taz Yorick scoring for Hastings. She had 7 points the last time these two teams played. 80-68 was that final score. Back in Hastings, there's a shot by Kleinsasser underneath the hole. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Northwestern, so on the alternating jump, the Red Raiders will play things in. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson will check in there. Stadler will come to the bench at 15:31 to play here in the first half. 8-6, Hastings with the lead. Cammie Kuhlman with the ball picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Out on top, that's Kleinjohn. Her shot is up there and in. A three-pointer by Val Kleinjohn. And Northwestern now has their first lead of the ball game at 9-8. With 15:18 to play here in the first half. Here's Frankie Peterson down the left side of the lane. Stops. Frankie comes out top. Now to Melissa Thompson. A whistle underneath the hole. And a foul is going to be called here on Kleinsasser again. Samantha Kleinsasser picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Red Raiders. End of the ball game again for Hastings. It's going to be Bruckman. Going out will be Taz York. End of the ball game for Northwestern is going to be Mel Babcock. And going out again will be Kleinsasser. 9-8 to score. Northwestern with a one-point lead. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Frankie Peterson looking. Finally gets it left side of the lane. Melissa Thompson now. Thompson scores around to the basket. Dribbles down on the baseline. Gets it back out here on the left wing to Frankie Peterson. Having problems with the dribble. Gets it under control. Sends it over in the right wing now to Brittany Wong. Bounce pass comes to Sierra Williamson. Out of Brittany Wong on the ring on the right side. Brittany dribbling into the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Stops there. Comes out to Thompson. She goes down the paint. She's going to be fouled in a play. Thompson drives the ball to the hole there for Hastings. She is fouled in a play with 14:48 to play in the first half. 9-8 to score. Northwestern with the lead. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Babcock. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 3 on the Red Raiders. This will be a shooting foul. Melissa Thompson goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Thompson is 64% foul shooter. Her shot is up there is good. Hastings as a team is number 8 in the conference in free throw percentage at 69%. They are number 4 in field goal percentage at 41% and number 6 in three-point shooting at 31%. Second shot is up there and in by Melissa Thompson. And Hastings College regains the lead. Now 10-9 is the score. There's a Northwestern back in their offensive zone. Mackenzie Small is into the ball game now to DeYoung. They work at right side. Down here to Babcock. Loses the ball on the baseline, but it's picked up there by Kuhlman. Back out of the wing. A long-range jumper by Small. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Thompson with the ball. Hastings doing a good job on the boards here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. There's Brittany Wong. Gets it to the right sideline down to a Cammie Breckman. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Double team. Comes out to Peterson on the wing. Back down in the corner to Breckman. Breckman holds the ball. Dribbles. Comes out here into three-point territory. Sends it across the top to Brittany Wong. Down in the baseline to Frankie Peterson. Dumps it off in the lane and a foul is going to be called. They got it right in front of the basket there to Melissa Thompson. And she is hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to go on Northwestern. So that's going to send Melissa Thompson to the free throw line. That's a second personal foul on Mel Bobcock. Fourth team foul called on the Red Raiders. Thompson back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is short. She'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Sophia McDermott. Coming out is going to be Brittany Wong. 10-9 the score. Hastings is leading by 1 point here. Into the ball game now for Northwestern is going to be Karen Hudson. Karen Hudson into the ball game now for Northwestern, a 5'8" freshman guard out of Logan, Iowa. Second shot is up there. It is good. Melissa Thompson hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings College now has an 11-9 lead over Northwestern. Driving the baseline, and shot is up there. It's good, and she fouled the play. That's the girl who just checked in there. Karen Hudson takes the ball from the right corner of the baseline to the goal, and she scores. And Hudson is fouled in the play there by Hastings College. Personal foul is whistled on Breckman. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Mallory Cunard into the ball game now for Northwestern. Cunard comes in there. A 5'9" junior from Missouri Valley. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good here by Hudson. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's now an 11-11 ball game after the made shot by Hudson. But she misses on the three-point opportunity. Misses the free throw. Frankie Peterson down in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Thompson. Throws it over here to McDermott. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung has got it now for Northwestern into the forecourt to Kuhlman. Down in the corner to Mackenzie Small. Entry pass. They get it inside to DeYoung. The ball slapped away and a jump ball is called. A jump ball is called inside there as DeYoung was trying to take the ball to the hole. This time the alternating jump goes in favor of Hastings. That's the third turnover on Northwestern here in the ballgame. 13:33 to play. You're listening to Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We're in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. We're tied up at 11 points apiece. There's a Cammie Breckman on the far sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the center of the floor now. Bounce pass goes over to McDermott for 3. Shot good. Nothing but twine there by Sophia McDermott. She rattles the gong from 3-point range. And Hastings goes out on top by a score of 14-11. Here comes in Northwestern back with the ball. Mackenzie Small. Out here in 3-point territory to Karen Hudson, about 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Kuhlman, now top of the key again to Small. Swings it left side, that's Hudson. Wings it down to the baseline to a Kuhlman. Dribbles out there from 15 feet away. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. That's going to be picked up out here by Cammie Kuhlman. Kuhlman down to Mackenzie Small. Small in the wing, top of the key. They get it to a Cunard. Now left side, they get it to a DeYoung. Her shot off of the baseline is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It's still being tapped around. It comes to the near sideline, and now we got a jump ball called. Frankie Peterson and Mackenzie Small going after it there on the right side of the lane. They call a jump ball. Alternating jump will go to a Northwestern this time. There comes Brittany Wong back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Bruckman. Into the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Alicia Stadler replacing Sierra Williamson. 12:34 to play. Here in this first half, Hastings out on top of Northwestern by the score of 14-11. McKenzie Small will play things in now to Mallory Cutter down on top. That's going to be Hudson with the ball. Hudson in the lane. Hudson in the lane. Picked up by Stadler. Finally gets out of there. A pass out to a Kuhlman at the top of the key. Down to 19 seconds left in the shot clock. Kuhlman has the ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. Great job there by Melissa Thompson of Hastings. So Northwestern will play things in here on the near side. It's going to be Karen Hudson with the ball. Hudson will play things in to a McKenzie Small. Small goes to the top of the key to a Kendra DeYoung. Down to McKenzie Small again. Cutter down the left side. They feed it inside to DeYoung. A whistle stops play and a foul is going to be called. They post up DeYoung left side of the lane. They get her the ball. And the foul is going to go on Melissa Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. So Northwestern will play things in from underneath their own basket. Cutter goes inside to DeYoung. And another personal foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Thompson again. Melissa trying to hold Kendra DeYoung out of the lane there. Picked up a couple of quick personal fouls. Team foul number four on the Broncos. Still a non-shooting situation. So Northwestern will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. McKenzie Small triggering things in. Comes way out on top. It's Mallory Cutter who's back into the ball game. Cutter's got it now on the right wing. Top of the key. That's a Kuhlman. Kuhlman throws up a three. Her shot's empty up there. It's going to be no good. Ball battered around and is picked up here by Statler of Hastings. Statler gets the ball down to Sophia McDermott. Cross-court pass goes over to Peterson. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble, trying to drive. She's cut off nicely there by DeYoung. Back out to Sophia McDermott. Takes the ball inside the free throw circle. Down to Frankie in the corner. Drives the baseline. 10-footer put up there. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Mallory Cutter for Northwestern. They get it to a Kendra DeYoung, drives it into the lane. The ball is slapped around, and it's going to be picked up here by Brittany Wong, the fourth turnover on Northwestern. That's a Wong with the ball, and she's going to have it tipped out of bounds from behind by Karen Hudson. So Hastings will play things in underneath their old basket here. 11 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half. Kaylee Raggett will come into the ball game now, replacing Thompson. Broncos will play it in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Frankie Peterson will trigger things in for Hastings. She's got the ball, lobs it out here to Raggett in three-point territory. Sends it back down to Peterson. Her shot is up there and in. Frankie Peterson scores. Raggett hits the assist, and the Broncos are out on top by 5 points. 16-11 to score. Three-pointer put up from the top of the key. It's going to be no good by Klein John. Rebounded by Alicia Statler of Hastings. Down to McDermott. Into the forecourt for the Broncos. Sophia wings it down in the corner. That's Wong on the ball. Entry pass to Stadler. Dumps it down low. That's Peterson. China's up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Stadler. Follow shot, no good. Alicia misses one from point-blank range. And the rebound comes down to a Northwestern. Back the other way. That's going to be a Dunkelberger. Drives down the right side of the lane. Her shot up there, no good. The ball tapped to the corner. And a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Northwestern. Hastings will get to play things in here in backcourt. 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 16-11. The personal foul is whistled on DeYoung. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Red Raiders. And now we finally got our first timeout of the ballgame here. 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first half from the Boltman Center in Orange City this afternoon. It's Hastings 16, Northwestern 11.
The Nebraska Lottery presents new millionaire tip number 10. Whenever possible, fly first class.
Welcome to Galaxy Airlines Flight 205 to Japan. We are totally full today, and our flight time will be 14 hours. And a special welcome to the Okinawa Sumo Wrestling Team, who will be flying in our economy section.
There will be lots of new millionaires now that Powerball with PowerPlay offers bigger jackpots and better odds. So here's another tip. Play today.
We'll be serving beverages in about 5 hours.
The Nebraska Lottery. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings a road game here this afternoon. A couple of nationally ranked teams. Northwestern number 9 in the country. Hastings College at number 18. Hastings looking for a big signature win here in this GPAC conference season. This will be a big one here this afternoon. Hastings with a lead. 16-11 is the score. The Broncos turn the ball away. Coming out of the timeout, Hastings turns the ball away as McDermott throws the ball down the lane and nobody home. It goes out of bounds. Second turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Here comes Klein John back with the ball now for Northwestern to Kuhlman. Top of the key, DeYoung has got it on the wing to Klein John. Klein John has her pocket picked here. That's Sophia McDermott heading down at the other end. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Babcock. Here comes Northwestern. DeYoung has got it inside the free throw circle. Stomps there. Hands it away. Klein John driving toward the hole and a foul. Nope, traveling violation. Ryan John is whistled for the traveling violation for Northwestern. That's going to be turnover number 5 on the Red Raiders here in the ballgame. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 16-11, Broncos have the lead. That's Brittany Wong with the ball. Bounce pass out on top to McDermott. Now to Wong. Her three-pointer is put up there from the right side. Rattles out. No good. Rebound loose. It's going to be picked up here by Dunkelberger. Allie Dunkelberger runs her back the other way for Northwestern. She's got the ball. Stops here. Out in three-point territory. Now to Kuhlman. Kuhlman dribbling with the ball. Behind the screen from DeYoung. They get it inside now to Babcock. Nice pass to DeYoung, and she lays it in. Kendra DeYoung scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. And the Red Raiders back within 3 points. Hastings 16, Northwestern 13. With the basketball for Hastings is Laurel Zwiener is into the ballgame now. DeWong throws up a 15-footer and hits it. Brittany Wong hits it for the left side of the lane. That's her first field goal. 18-13. Hastings again with a 5-point lead that matches the biggest lead of the ballgame here in this first half. Here's DeYoung with the ball at the top of the key. Picked up there by Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. Out on top to a Kuhlman. Now left side, a long-range jumper from three. Good. Allie Dunkelberger knocks home a three ball for Northwestern. Now it's an 18-16 ball game. Broncos have a two-point advantage. Kaylee Raggett with the ball down the near sideline. Down to a Brittany Wong. Now to Raggett again. Raggett dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it to Wong. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out in the three-point territory. McDermott with it now. Comes over to Brittany Wong. Holds the ball. Now to McDermott. Drives the ball toward the goal. Puts up an off-balance shot off of the baseline. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kuhlman. Kuhlman leads the break the other way. Two on one. Kuhlman feeds it inside. Babcock grabs it, shoots, and scores. Well, Babcock scores. She's got 14 points. And now Northwestern has come from 5 points down to tie up this ball game at 18 points apiece. 8 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the first half in the Boltman Center in Orange City. Hastings with the ball. That's a McDermott. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline. Brittany Wong puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to McDermott. Now to Wong. Across the top. Back to McDermott again. Entry pass is going to be deflected by Babcock. And the ball is brought out of there by DeYoung. Turnover number 3 on Hastings College. Now the Red Raiders have a chance to pull ahead. Kuhlman drives the ball toward the goal. Shot is up there. It's no good. She's fouling the play. Brittany Wong picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Northwestern will be Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung is 65% foul shooter in the season, the number one scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19.4 points per ball game, but that one rattles out no good. DeYoung will have one more. Now here comes a host of substitutes back in there. Taz Yorg back in. We got Sarah Williamson in for Hastings. Also Melissa Thompson coming in. We're tied up at 18 points apiece, 7:55 to play in the first half. The second shot is up there. It's good. By DeYoung. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Kuhlman is going to check out. Here comes McKenzie Small back into the ballgame now for Northwestern. So the Red Raiders go back out on top by a score of 19-18. They've scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball now for Hastings, who's out of the ballgame for the first time for the Broncos. Taz Yorg, free throw line extended right side, picked up by Dunkelberger. They get it inside now to Williamson. The Courtney spot. Entry pass deflected away, and it's picked up here by Northwestern. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings. They get the ball to Hudson. It sounds up and in. Karen Hudson scoring. Now Jeff Dippin wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls the timeout. We got 7 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. It's now Northwestern 21, Hastings 18.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR-463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Other games coming out of the conference today. Morningside out on top of Midland early. 11-14 to play in the first quarter. It's 28-14 in favor of Morningside. Hastings trailing Northwestern here at 21-18. Other games today in women's college basketball. Briarcliff is playing just up the road in Sioux Center against the Dort Defenders. You've got Doan playing in Mitchell this afternoon against Dakota Wesleyan. And Nebraska Wesleyan is playing in Yankton today against Mount Marty. Concordia is playing in their Concordia Invitational. And the fifth-ranked Concordia Bulldogs will play the sixth-ranked team, Concordia Michigan, in the championship ball game of the Concordia Invitational tonight. So number five and number six, a couple of Concordia teams getting together in women's college basketball later on today. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game, and now a double dribble violation coming out of the timeout. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. Left side of the lane, that's the fifth turnover on Hastings. So now Northwestern has got a three-point lead, and they've got the basketball. Hastings has led a couple of times by 5 points here in the first half, but now Northwestern has a chance to add to the total right here. 7 minutes and 18 seconds to play. A good first half here between the 18th-ranked Broncos and the 9th-ranked Northwestern Red Raiders. Northwestern with the ball now. Now Klein John has got it. Goes over to Karen Hudson, who moves it over on the wing on the left side. Double team. They drop it away to Klein Sasser. She's all alone. Drives for the basket, and she's going to be fouled into play. Klein Sasser was all alone over there as Hastings had a double team. Klein Sasser drove the ball to the goal, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Thompson coming over to help out and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. Klein Sasser to the free throw line. Samantha puts it up there. Shot good. Klein Sasser, a 72% foul shooter on the season for Northwestern. Red Raiders is a team hitting 69% from the free throw line. That's seventh in the conference. They're number two in field goal percentage at 47% and number eight in the conference in three-point shooting at 80%. The second shot by Klein Sasser is no good, so Northwestern has their biggest lead of the ball game now at 22-18. Taz goes inside to Alicia Stadler, double team. Her pass is going to be deflected away, but it's picked up here by McDermott. Sends it back inside. The ball tipped away by Klein Sasser. Right into the hands of DeYoung. Turnover number six on Hastings. Kendra DeYoung over here to Kuhlman on the right side. Top of the key. Hudson has got the ball. Now to DeYoung. The Kuhlman takes a three-pointer. Shot is up there and in. Tammy Kuhlman wide open. You can't leave her over here. Kuhlman hits a tray. And Northwestern has now got a seven-point lead at 25-18. And again, Jeff Dittman calls a quick timeout here. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. Northwestern 25, Hastings 18.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
The Red Raiders of Northwestern now in a 12-0 run over Hastings College. They were trailing 18-13 back there with just over 8.5 minutes to play in this first half. And now it's 25-18. Red Raiders have the lead over Hastings College. Broncos need a bucket. Now we get a personal foul. That was Taz Yorick trapped right along the sideline there, right in front of the scorers table. She's fouled into play. As the personal is going to be whistled here on Karen Hudson, that's going to be your first. Team foul number six in the Red Raiders, so no free throws here. Hastings College will play things in. That's McDermott with the ball. They get it to the free throw line. The Stadler back out to McDermott for three. The shot's way off of the mark, no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. So McDermott throws up an air ball from just to the left of the lane there. Josie Schomp into the ball game. She tried to save it there for Hastings, but could not get to it. McDermott checks out into the ball game now. For the Broncos will be Brittany Wong. 6:17 to play here in the first half. Northwestern on a 12-0 run over Hastings College in this first half after the Broncos played a pretty solid 14 minutes there to start off the ball game. There's a turnover as well as DeYoung throws the ball into the Bronco bench over there on the far sideline. Six turnovers on Northwestern. So Hastings has got the ball here in backcourt. Josie Schomp, she's going to be called for the traveling violation. Schomp had it just across the mid-court stripe there, and they come over with a trap, and she got the happy feet. So a turnover on Hastings. That's her seventh of the ball game, and again, Northwestern will get the ball back here. 6:03 to play in the first half, 21-18. Northwestern with the lead. There's a Cammy Kuhlman with the ball. Out here in three-point territory. Lobs it to DeYoung. Now to Kuhlman. Open for three. Takes the shot good. Back-to-back threes there for Cammy Kuhlman. She has now got 8 points in the ball game, and the Red Raiders have opened up a 27-18 lead. They just gave her two on that last shot. But just a two-point field goal for Cammy Kuhlman. Her foot was on the line. There's a long-range jumper by Taz for three. No good. Rebound Josie Schomper. Pass deflected out of bounds. Got to get it back down low to Lisa Stadler. The ball is deflected out of bounds. So a 14-0 run for Northwestern here in this first half of play. We got 5.5 to go. Hastings desperately needs a bucket here. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball. Baseline right side to get it into Taz in the corner. And now we got an official's timeout here. The official from the far sideline coming in to talk with Alicia Stadler. Looks like she might have got poked in the eye or something. Alicia's going to stay in the ball game here as the officials check on her well-being. In the meantime, here comes Mel Babcock back into the ball game for Northwestern, replacing Kleinsasser. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side. They get things to Stadler. Now to Taz York. She mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Northwestern. Another turnover on Hastings College. There's a pass deflected on the far sideline. It's going to be picked up by Thompson of Hastings. Thompson gets the ball ahead to Josie Schopp. She drives, shoots, and scores. Schopp scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game. And it's now a 27-20 ball game. So that breaks a 14-0 run by Northwestern. And now we got a personal foul called as the Red Raiders are getting sent to set up in their half-court offense. It's going to go on Taz Yorick. Taz picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 7 of the Broncos. And now we're going to have a 1-1 situation. Kendra DeYoung goes to the free throw line here for the Red Raiders. Ashana's up there, and Ashana's going to be no good. She won't get the second one, and the rebound knocked around. Now it's going to be picked up here by a Kuhlman. Kuhlman comes over to Dunkelberger in three-point territory. Now to DeYoung. Her shot from the elbow is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Babcock. Her shot's blocked down, and a foul is called. Thompson was in the area. If that's going to go on Melissa, that's going to be number 4 on her. And that's the case, Melissa Thompson. Melissa Thompson just picks up her 4th personal foul here in the first half with 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the opening half. Going to the free throw line will be Babcock. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Now Babcock is 70% foul shooter. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. So now Thompson's going to receive some extended pine time here. She's going to have to come to the bench. 4 personal fouls for Thompson in the first 15 minutes of the ball game. And now Mel Babcock will have one more. It's a 28-20 ball game. Northwestern with a lead. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short. Ball comes on the near sideline. It's picked up here by Candy Breckman for Hastings. Runs it down the near side. Left-handed dribble. Stops. Bounce pass out to Brittany Wong. Directs some traffic out here in three-point territory. Wong sends it over to Breckman now, just to the right of the circle. Breckman sends it down in the corner to Taz. 4-3. Shot is up there. She buries it. Taz Yorick from deep in the right corner scores for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 5 points now. 28-23, all alone underneath the basket. Kuhlman shot good. Nice pass. Cammy Kuhlman scores. She's got 9 points. Or check that, 10 points in the ball game now for Northwestern. Kuhlman with 10. It's a 30-23 ball game. Hastings is trailing by 7 points. Alicia Stadler with the ball. Stadler comes over to a Brittany Wong on the left side. Cammy Kuhlman down in the corner again to Taz. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to her left. Sends a rainbow pass out here to Breckman. Breckman over to Brittany Wong. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Wong, now to Breckman on the wing. Dribbles into the free throw line. Stops there. Puts up a left-handed shot. No good. Rebound. Stadler. Follow shot up there. No good. She's fouling the play. Alicia Stadler gets the offensive board there. Now she'll go to the free throw line. As she is fouled in a play here. The personal foul is whistled on Babcock. That's going to be her 3rd foul. So Mel Babcock now with 3 fouls for Northwestern. Stadler to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 4 points in the ball game. The first free throw of the afternoon is up there. It's good. Stadler is 72% foul shooter. Here comes Kleinsasser back into the ball game. Babcock will go to the bench. Klein John is also going to check out of there. And McKenzie Small comes back in there. Here comes the next shot for Stadler. It's up and in. So Stadler hits a couple of free throws. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos are still trailing by 5 points at 30-25. On the left side is going to be Dunkelberger. Shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Breckman and a reaching in foul here. Breckman gets the board there for the Broncos, and then a foul is going to be called on Northwestern. That's going to be the 8th team foul in the Red Raiders, so we're going to have a 1-1 back at the other end. The personal is going to be whistled on Allie Dunkelberger. That's going to be her first foul. So now Cammie Kuhlman, the former Silver Lake Mustang, will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Breckman with a field goal and 2 points in the ball game in this one. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season, 23 out of 32. The free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound swatted around and is picked up here by Kuhlman as she runs her back the other way, two on two. Kuhlman goes to Small. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Statler. Statler gets it now to Brittany Wong. That's the eighth turnover on Northwestern. Brittany Wong gets it to Cammie Kuhlman. Kuhlman dribbles at the top of the key. Now to Wong. Bounce pass to Taz York. Free throw line extended near his side. Comes over to Brittany Wong. Now to Breckman again on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Dunkelberger. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Brittany Wong. Grinds it to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. DeYoung with a rebound. Foul called. Personal foul going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Statler. That's going to be his second personal foul. So two fouls now on Alicia with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in this first half. Northwestern leading by a score of 30-25. End of the ball game for the Broncos. You're going to see Frankie Peterson check in now. Peterson checks in for Taz York. To the free throw line for Northwestern is going to be Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung, 5 points in the ball game thus far. She throws up a shot. It's going to be up there and in. She is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kendra DeYoung. We'll have another shot here. Here comes the next one. It's up. It is off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cammie Breckman. Breckman gets the ball away to Brittany Wong. Head of the forecourt now to Breckman again on the wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner. That's Frankie Peterson. Drives. The baseline shut off. A rainbow pass comes out here to Brittany Wong. Sends it down on the baseline again to Peterson. Runs into Kleinsasser and a foul is called. Samantha Kleinsasser picks up the personal foul for Northwestern. That's going to be her second. Morningside is hitting 72% in the first half against Midland. If this score is right, I've got Morningside on top of Midland by a score of 68-17. Morningside 68, Midland 17 is the Mustangs scorching the Nets here this afternoon in Sioux City. To the free throw line is going to be Frankie Peterson. She's got 2 points on a field goal so far today. And her shot is up there. It's going to be way off of the mark, off of the right side, like a brick from the free throw line. And the ball is brought down here by Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger gets the ball away now to DeYoung. Left side of the lane over to Kuhlman. And they work it back around the arc to Dunkelberger. Shot for three is good. Allie Dunkelberger hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. She has now got 6 points in this contest. That's a 34-25 ball game. Northwestern with a 9-point lead. Broncos work with the ball here in backcourt. It's going to be kicked here by Dunkelberger out of bounds. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Boltman Center in Orton City. 9th-ranked Northwestern leading 18th-ranked Hastings here this afternoon. Entry pass to get it to Raggett back outside. Here's Breckman. Cranks up a three. No good. Rebound Dunkelberger. Allie Dunkelberger on the dribble, comes back the other way. Gets it up to four to Hudson. Drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound inside by DeYoung. Foul shot is up and in. Kendra DeYoung scoring there for Northwestern. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 36-25. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now. Here's a pass by Kaylee Raggett. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McKenzie Small as Raggett was caught right at the midcourt stripe. So another turnover on Hastings, their ninth of the ball game, and now a foul is going to be called. Broncos got off to a great start this afternoon. We were tied up at 18 points apiece. That's when Northwestern went on a 14-0 run over the Broncos to get control of this ball game, and Hastings all of a sudden has lost its luster here in this first half. Personal foul whistled there on the Broncos. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be your first. 10 fouls plus in the Broncos here in the first half. We got some free throws coming up here, and the first shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's McKenzie Small to the free throw line. She gets her first point of the ball game. She's a 68% foul shooter. Now 32 out of 46 from the free throw line this season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Northwestern now leading by 13 points here. Women's college basketball is 38-25 with a minute and 53 seconds to play. From that 18-18 tie we had back there, it's been all Northwestern. Here come the Broncos back the other way with the ball. Long range jumper by Wong from three. No good. Ball swatted around here on the near sideline. Picked up here by Kuhlman. Kuhlman gets the ball out of Hudson. Runs her back the other way. Kendra DeYoung stops at the elbow. Kicks it out here to Kleinjohn. Her shot for three is going to be no good, and a foul is called. A foul is going to go on Hastings again. It's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her second. That's going to be, again, 10 fouls plus on Hastings. So we're going to have some more free throws. Northwestern is down to a 13-point lead. It is 38-25, and the shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. That's a Kleinjohn at the line now for Northwestern. She's a 76% foul shooter. She had a good ball game the first time around when she played at Hastings, scored 15 points against the Broncos. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. In fact, she was fouled in three-point territory, so she'll get three shots here. She'll have one more coming up here. Into the ball game now for Hastings. There's going to be a Carly Meyer into the contest now, the freshman out of Minnesota. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she hits two out of three from the free throw line. That makes the score 40-25 in favor of Northwestern with a minute and 22 seconds to play. Northwestern out to a 15-point lead over Hastings. There's a Meyer who sends the ball inside, and it's going to be wide of the target from Raggeth, but a foul is going to be called on the Red Raiders. Raggeth posted up right side of the lane, trying to get her the ball. And a push from behind here on Northwestern. We're going to have Kaylee Raggeth going to the free throw line for Hastings College. She has not scored so far in the ball game. DeYoung picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Shot from the line is up there, no good by Raggeth. Kaylee Raggeth, a 59% foul shooter in the season. She's now 13 out of 23 from the stripe. 40-25. Northwestern with the lead. Here's a second shot. It's up there and in for Kaylee Raggeth. 40-26. The Broncos down by 14 points here in the first half. McKenzie Small with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to a Cammie Kuhlman. Dumps it away to DeYoung. Right side of the lane. Her shot from 15. Rims off. No good. Offensive rebound. That's Dunkelberger with the ball. Dunkelberger gets it away to Kleinjohn. She drives toward the hoop. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Kleinjohn will go back to the free throw line. A personal foul whistle there on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be the second foul on Cammie Breckman. Now Val Kleinjohn goes back to the free throw line here for the Red Raiders. Her shot is up there. The shot good. Now 3 of 4 from the stripe. McKenzie Small back into the ball game. DeYoung will come to the bench. 41-26. The Bronco defense has been giving up only 59 points per ball game for the season. And Northwestern has now got 42 here in the first half as a second shot goes down through the hole there for Kleinjohn. 42-26, the biggest lead of the ball game now for Northwestern. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany sends it across the top to Breckman. Breckman stomps out here in three-point territory. Now to Brittany. Brittany directing some traffic out here. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Breckman. Looks like the Broncos confused offensively. Breckman drives the ball to the hole, loses control of the ball, and is picked up here by Northwestern running back the other way. The Red Raiders have it on the attack over here to a Kuhlman. Kuhlman sends it out on top. Here's a long-range jumper by Kleinjohn. Good. Kleinjohn throws up a three-pointer. That's her second tray of the ball game. It's 45-26 in favor of the Northwestern Red Raiders. Down to 18 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Frankie Peterson out on top to Meyer. Dribbles it to the free throw line and pass down on the baseline. Mishandled by Breckman. It goes out of bounds. Right off of the fingertips of Cammie Breckman, just the right of the basket. 11 turnovers for Hastings College here in the first half. And the Broncos are down by 19 points, 45-26. There comes a Kuhlman with the ball. Kuhlman sends it out on top. That's the McKenzie Small. Over to the left side. There's a long-range jumper by Dunkelberger. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Northwestern Red Raiders out on top of Hastings College here in women's college basketball at the halftime break. The score is Northwestern 45, Hastings 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball back for you on 1230 KHAS. From the Boltman Center in Orange City, the Red Raiders ranked number 9 in the country, leading 18th-ranked Hastings here at the break by a score of 45-26. We talked about the Broncos' defense. It's been sensational all year long, giving up only 59.5 points per ball game, which is number 2 in the conference, but Northwestern blisters the Nets here in the first half. They've got 45 points on the scoreboard, and they lead the Broncos by 19 points here at halftime. The Broncos had as much as a 5-point lead in the first half. In fact, our last lead was at 18-13 by 5 points. But boy, from that point on, that was with about 8.5 minutes to play in the first half. Northwestern then closes out the half on a 32-8 run. And Northwestern right now has got a sizable lead here at halftime over Hastings, 45-26. Broncos got away from what they were doing, I think, in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. The shots wouldn't go, and turnovers have been a problem for Hastings. They've got 11 so far here in this first half, and against a good team like Northwestern, you cannot turn the ball over. Hastings defense losing their three-point shooters. Val Klein, John has nailed a couple of three-pointers already for Northwestern. Cammy Kuhlman has had a good first half for Northwestern, and the Red Raiders are out on top of Hastings by a score of 45-26. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue in 1 minute.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Boltman Center, 45-26. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings College. In the first half of play for the Broncos, they got 6 points from Alicia Stadler on a couple of field goals. And she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Scoring 5 points was Taz Yorick on a 3 and a 2. Sophia McDermott had a three-pointer for early points in the first half. Melissa Thompson, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, 3 points. Cammy Breckman had a field goal. She was 0 out of 1 from the line for 2. Brittany Wong had a field goal, 2 points. Frankie Peterson, a field goal for 2. She was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Josie Schomp had a field goal and 2 points. Kaylee Rangith, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Northwestern in the first half, Val Klein, John, had 10 points. She had a couple of three-pointers. She was 4 of 5 from the free-throw line. Cammy Kuhlman also had 10 points in the ball game for Northwestern. Kendra DeYoung had 8. She had 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free-throw line. 6 points for Allie Dunkelberger on 2 threes. Mel Babcock, a couple of field goals. She was 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line for 5. Karen Hudson had a couple of field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the free-throw line. Mackenzie Small, a couple of free throws in 2 attempts for 2 points. Samantha Kleinsasser, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Shooting numbers in the ball game: Hastings in the first half hit only 9 out of 26 shots for 34.6%. Northwestern was 15 out of 30 for 50%. Hastings 2 out of 8 on 3-pointers for 25%. Northwestern was 5 out of 11 for 45%. Hastings 6 out of 10 on free throws for 60%. Northwestern officially 10 out of 17 for 58%. Rebounds, Northwestern has got 22. Hastings with 16. Northwestern with 7 offensive boards, 4 for Hastings College. Officially 9 turnovers in the ball game for Northwestern. Hastings with 12. Northwestern with 2 block shots and 2 steals. Actually, 2 block shots and 8 steals for Northwestern in the first half. Hastings with 1 block shot and 5 steals. Again, the score at halftime is Northwestern out on top of Hastings by the score of 45-26. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then Tyson Irvonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is baseball star Mack Land. Mack, a senior from Wheat Ridge, Colorado, majoring in K-12 physical education with a 3.5 GPA. On the diamond, he's a 3-year starter, second-team All-Conference, a GPAC Gold Glove winner, and led the Broncos to the NAIA National Tournament. He hit .320 last year with 6 home runs, 29 RBIs, and went 0-2 on the mound with a 2.87 ERA in 15 and a third innings. And in the classroom, Mack is a member of the Student Environmental Advocacy Committee. The KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each and every week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. As some of you may have great expectations. Now, the casual listener might think that I'm talking rather cynically about Hastings College basketball, but for others, those words bring to mind author Charles Dickens, who will actually be celebrating his 200th birthday. Hastings College, too, will be celebrating, as Dr. Agneta Anderson explains.
We've been planning a small but exciting event for that occasion. We are going to congregate at 12 noon on that Tuesday in the library in the Perkins Room, which is one of our most beautiful locations within the library. And we will have a little introduction, we'll have some lunch, and we'll have some readings from Charles Dickens and maybe even a little film clip. We thought, since it is a lunch, that we would make it revolve around food, so we picked a couple of selections from Charles Dickens that have to do with food, and one of them, almost everybody knows, that's Oliver Twist asking for a little more gruel at his orphanage. And then there's another one from another famous Dickens novel, Great Expectations, and around that we'll have pulled pork sandwiches and not gruel, but oatmeal cookies, so that's sort of the next best thing up, and some birthday cake, and students will be the readers for the event, and I will introduce Charles Dickens since I'm the resident Dickens expert on campus.
As Dr. Anderson explains, that Dickens was really a trendsetter for great authors to come.
What makes Charles Dickens so interesting, even though a lot of people now read him mostly in a high school required reading in English, or maybe they've seen a Masterpiece Theater adaptation of one of the novels as a miniseries. He was one of the first big best-selling authors who really knew how to market himself, how to deal with fans and fandom, how to figure out how to get the word out on his novels as well as the words of his novels. His work was serialized, and so miniseries are actually sort of an appropriate translation of that. And so people would go to the newsstands, to the bookstores every week, or wait for their subscription every week or every month and read another installment and wait with bated breath for the next one. That was a new phenomenon at the time. And it's from there to Harry Potter or to Stephen King's novels and the sort of excitement they generate is only a very short step. But before Dickens, that really did not exist in that form. And that sort of excitement, complete with products and, commemorative editions and paintings and magazines and a lot of expressions of fandom, that was a completely new thing at the time. And we're still living in that era.
Charles Dickens turning once again 200 on February 7th, Tuesday, February 7th, Hastings College, celebrating by throwing a party. But how do they celebrate Charles Dickens in the classroom?
When I teach an upper-level seminar, I do teach Dickens. I don't teach him in my survey class because we only read a handful of novels there, and most of his 14 novels are long. 300 pages is nothing. 800 pages is more of the rule. So I sort of sneak him in. We just finished a class during our January term on Harry Potter, and we didn't talk a lot about Dickens, but I kept pointing out that there's a lot that J.K. Rowling inherited from Dickens and the way that Dickens wrote his novels. So I try to keep people aware of what Dickens means to us and what he's achieved for us without actually constantly cramming his novels down people's throats, because that's an acquired taste and people need to come to that wanting to read them. And typically when I teach him, I teach Great Expectations, because that's my favorite Dickens novel. And that one, I think, is really, really accessible. And there are also a couple of fantastic movies that have been made from it, so that's a way to get into it.
On Tuesday, February 7th, Hastings College will celebrate author Charles Dickens' 200th birthday with festivities at Perkins Library beginning at noon. I'd like to once again thank our guest this evening on the Hastings College Spotlight, Dr. Agneta Anderson. It's the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. This has been Tyson Ivronik. We'll talk with you again soon, but until then, enjoy the second half.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos with a lot of wood to chop here in the second half. 45-26 is the score. Northwestern out on top of Hastings. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. They go inside as Statler grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Alicia Statler scores in the opening possession of the second half. Statler now with 8 points in the ball game. 45-28 is the score. Northwestern using a 32-8 run to close out the first half in the final 8.5 minutes to grab their halftime advantage. Now Northwestern has the ball back in their offensive zone for the first time here in the second half. That's Mel Babcock with it as they get the ball into the hands of Kendra DeYoung, who had 7 points in the first half. There's Kuhlman driving down the left side of the lane. She puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Melissa Thompson going to play here to start the second half despite picking up 4 personal fouls in the first half. Thompson has got it out here. Now to Frankie Peterson on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass comes out to Taz. Taz at the top of the key. Sends it over here to a Brittany Wong. Wong looking. Goes down to the baseline now to a Thompson. Picked up by DeYoung of a Northwestern. Here's Thompson circling around. Takes the ball to the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound Statler. Follow shot good. Alicia Statler gets the offensive board and the putback. And Hastings College back to within 15 now. 45-30 is the score. Here's a Kendra DeYoung with the ball. Left side of the lane. They go to a Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger now to Klein John. Free throw line extended right side to Dunkelberger at the top of the key. Swings it over to a Kuhlman. Entry pass. They get it inside to Babcock. Goes to DeYoung. Right side of the lane. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Alicia Statler to the far sideline to Frankie Peterson. Here comes Hastings on a 2-on-3. Peterson takes the ball out of the baseline. The ball tipped away. Scramble is done. It's picked up by the Broncos. Out to Statler at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Goes for the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to DeYoung of Northwestern. Kendra DeYoung with the ball now to before the line cuts it back to the center of the way. It's loose. It's going to be picked up by Taz Yorig. Taz runs her back the other way. Way up there and in. Taz Yorig gets it on the turnover from Northwestern. And the Broncos are back to within 13 points now at 45-32. Hastings scoring the first 6 points here on the second half. There's the ball. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Taz. Here comes Samantha Kleinsasser back into the ball game now for Northwestern. Hastings opens up the second half on a 6-0 run. 45-32 the score. Northwestern will play things in. They go back door to DeYoung, and she's fouled in a play, and that is Thompson. And she is going to be out of the ball game here with 17:38 to play in the ball game. DeYoung with a fake there. Thompson left her feet, came right down on the top of Kendra DeYoung, right side of the lane, and Thompson fouls out of the ball game. So a rough day for Melissa Thompson. She fouls out with 17:38 to play in the ball game. Leaves with 3 points. Thompson, the junior, out of Papillion. So now Kendra DeYoung will go to the free throw line. DeYoung with 7 points in the ball game, make it 8 as that one goes down the well. That makes the score 46-32 now. Hastings down by 16 points. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Kendra DeYoung nails a couple of free throws. He's down 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and the Northwestern lead is back up to 15 points. 47-32. Taz Yorig with the ball. Down for Hastings, right side of the lane. Comes out to Brittany Wong, top of the key. Brittany dribbles with it. Takes it to the left side, sends it over to a Frankie Peterson. Peterson to Alicia Stadler. Taz Yorig, top of the key. Northwestern still in a man-to-man defense. Taz comes over to Brittany Wong. Dribbles the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball lost out of bounds. They give the ball to Northwestern. Last touch by Statler inside. 17-11 left here in this basketball game. Northwestern, ranked number 9 in the country, leading 18th ranked Hastings 47-32 to score. Here's Dunkelberger with the ball. Left side of the lane now to a Cammy Kuhlman. Pass inside. Sasser. Klein Sasser grabs it. Out on the wing on the right side to Klein John. Out to Kendra DeYoung. Picked up by Josie Schaaf. Now to Klein Sasser in the lane. There's a pass out on top. It gets away from Dunkelberger. Into the backcourt. Retrieved back there. And an over and back violation called to Northwestern. So the Red Raiders hit with an over and back violation. Their second turnover of the second half. They've now got 11 for the ball game. Hastings had 12 turnovers in the first half themselves. Here's Peterson with the ball. Gets it inside to Statler. Her shot over Kleinsasser is up and in. Alicia Stadler now with 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings again within 13 points at 47-34. And now we got a whistle, and now the head coach Chris Yao in his first year as the head man for Northwestern wants to talk things over. 16-31 to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 47, Hastings 34.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 47-34 is the score. Northwestern with the lead. Free throw line jumper up there and in. Samantha Kleinsasser was left all alone at the free throw line. And she cans a shot there. That's her first field goal. She's got 3 points. 49-34. Hastings down here in the second half. Here's Taz York driving the ball underneath the hole. Her shot, her pass is going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Kendra DeYoung. That's a turnover on Hastings, their 13th of the ball game. Northwestern coming back. There's Dunkelberger driving the baseline. Gets it out here to Klein John. Out to Kleinsasser from the elbow. Shot good. Samantha Kleinsasser. Back-to-back field goals there. And Northwestern out on top now by 17 points. 51-34. 15:47 to play here in the ball game. Josie Schomp down on the baseline is going to be tipped out of bounds. Other halftime scores going on in the G-Pack today. Nebraska Wesleyan is leading Mount Marty 30-27. Morningside shot 72% in the first half today. They lead Midland at the break 68-17. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Doan by the score of 38-20. The other game going on is Briar Cliff playing in Sioux Center against Dort. There's Stadler right in front of the hole. Her shot no good. Misses from 5 feet away. And the rebound comes down to Kuhlman. Runs her back the other way. A feed down the floor. They get to a Small. Her entry pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Brittany Wong. Wong has got it for Hastings. Takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Kleinsasser for Northwestern. Flips it away to Kleinjohn down the right sideline. Driving for the hole is Small. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. They wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Josie Schopp has got it back the other way. Josie dribbling with the ball. She takes the ball to the goal. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McKenzie Small. This is like a hockey match. Long lead pass ahead to get it to DeYoung. Her shot good and she fouled. Kendra DeYoung gets the field goal. She's now got 11 points in the ball game, and now she'll go to the free throw line as she is fouled on a play here by Josie Schomp if he sings. First foul in Schomp. And now the score is 53-34. This match is the biggest lead of the ball game for Northwestern at 19 points. We're about 5 minutes into the second half. Kendra DeYoung will have one more from the line. Her shot is up there and in. He's now 4 of 5 from the stripe here this afternoon. She's got 12 points in the ball game. And Northwestern leads by 20 points here for the first time. 54-34. Hastings is number 2 in the conference in points allowed this year. They're giving up only 59.5. Northwestern's also put a 54 spot on Hastings here in this ball game. But we still got 3 quarters of this second half to go. Taz Yorick with the ball. Taz gets it out to Cammie Bruckman, top of the key, swings it left side. Brittany Wong has got it. Wong in trouble, gets it away now. That's a Josie Schomp, dribbles once, now to Bruckman, fakes, dribbles the ball into the lane, and she'll be called to the steps. 2 or 3 extra steps there for Cammie Bruckman as she was driving the ball to the goal. Turnover number 14 on the Broncos. And Northwestern on the dribble back the other way. That's a McKenzie Small. Small goes to DeYoung, out to Small again, swings it right side. Out down in the corner to Kleinsasser. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. That's a Cunard who's into the ball game now. Gets it to McKenzie Small at the top of the key. Over here on the left wing to Kuhlman. Behind the screen, Kuhlman now gives it away to DeYoung. It goes right through her fingertips out of bounds. DeYoung came up to set a screen on the left wing. They tried to pick and roll over here on the left side, and Kendra DeYoung couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on Northwestern, 54-34. The Red Raiders have the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Here's Josie Schomp over here on the wing. Taz Yorick. Taz lobs it out on top. That's going to be Breckman. Entry pass to get it to Meyer. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Kleinsasser, and the ball is recovered by DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung back on the dribble, comes to the near side, down to the baseline, cuttered, her shot is up there, no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by Kendra DeYoung. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be McDermott. She will check in for Wong. Here comes Alicia Stadler in. She's going to check in for Taz York. 13:57 to play here in the basketball game. It's been all Northwestern since about the 8.5-minute mark in the first half. They went on a 32-8 run to close out the first half. They had a 45-26 advantage at halftime. They now lead by 20, 54-34. There's a pass in the lane, deflected away from Stadler, and a jump ball is called. Getting her hands on it was Kuhlman for Northwestern. Jump is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Red Raiders, so that'll be a turnover on Hastings, their 15th of the ball game. So Northwestern has got the ball in a 20-point lead. Here's Mallory Cutter with the ball now to Kuhlman. Free throw line extended right side. The ball poked away by McDermott. Kuhlman picks it back up. Now to Small, top of the key. Left side to Cutter. Entry pass down low with the ball. There is going to be Hudson. Out on top to Kleinsasser for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stadler. Alicia Stadler hands it away here in backcourt to Peterson. Down in the corner now to McDermott. Fakes to three. Pass inside. They get it to Meyer. Her pass is going to be tipped. Her scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. Again, trying to feed the ball to Alicia Stadler, but they have absolutely got her covered up now. Karen Hudson down on the floor, forcing the jump ball. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sophia McDermott will play it in with 13:14 remaining. They're in the ball game. Broncos are down by 20, 54-34. McDermott gets it to Stadler down in the corner, down to Peterson. Peterson on the wing on the left side. Now to Josie Schopp. There's a pass underneath. Stadler mishandles the ball and goes out of bounds. The pass was a little bit wide of the target there. Alicia couldn't handle the pass underneath the hole. It goes out of bounds. 54-34. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Josie Schopp is going to check out. Coming back into the ball game for Hastings. Well, coming in for the first time is Aaron Vanderpool. Vanderpool, the 5'5" sophomore at Parachute, Colorado. She has now played for a couple of ball games for Hastings. Vanderpool going to get a chance here in this ball game against Northwestern. There's a shot underneath the hole. It's going to be a foul call as Babcock puts the shot up there for the Red Raiders. And now Babcock will go to the free throw line here for Northwestern. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. That's going to go on McDermott. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the second half. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Babcock. She's now 1 out of 3 from the line here this afternoon. Northwestern in that first half, they connected on 10 of 17 free throws for 59%. There's the next one. It's up there. It's good by Babcock. She's now got 6 in the ballgame. 55-34. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Red Raiders. Vanderpool has got the ball down on the baseline. That's Peterson. Comes out to McDermott. Over to the left side, the pass is going to be deflected off of the rim and it goes out of bounds. Meyer was trying to send it inside, but the pass was too high, way too high as it goes ricocheting off of the rim. It goes out of bounds here on the near sidelines, and Northwestern will play things in. Turnover number 17 on Hastings here in the ball game. Carly Meyer checks out now. The Broncos trailed at halftime 45-26. The second half not getting much better here. Northwestern with ball. DeYoung has got it on the wing on the right side. Good defense by Vanderpool. Sends it down on the baseline. It's Babcock. A pass to the left baseline to Cutter. Back outside to Kuhlman. Shot for three. Good. Tammy Kuhlman now with 13 points in the ball game. And Northwestern blowing the Broncos out of their saddles here. In the second half, it's 58-34 now. Northwestern with the lead. Hastings with the ball. Back in their offensive zone. Brooklyn comes out to McDermott. Down on the baseline. Frankie Peterson fakes. Now hops the wall inside. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot is up and in. Offensive board for Alicia Stadler. The putback. Alicia's now got 14 in the ball game. 58-36 with 11:55 to play. Now a traveling violation is called here on Cammie Kuhlman. That's 14 turnovers on Northwestern. Kuhlman is going to check out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Allie Dunkelberger. Northwestern right now 10-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Red Raiders are fighting for still a possible championship here in the regular season. They're just a game or so out of first place. Concordia right now sitting at 12-2. Northwestern sitting at 10-3 along with Briarcliff. Morningside is in second place at 11-3. Again, Hastings feeds the ball into Statler, and she can be fouled into play as Alicia goes up for the shot. So a foul called here on Northwestern. Alicia Statler goes to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Mackenzie Small. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Red Raiders here in the second half. Alicia Statler to the line. 14 points in the ball game for the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. And her free throw is up there and in. Alicia will get one more. Here comes Kleinsasser back into the ball game. Mel Babcock will go to the bench. 58-37, Northwestern with the lead. Next shot is up there by Statler. Good. Alicia now is 16 in the ball game. Taz Yorg has got seven. Two top scorers for Hastings here in the ball game. There's a feed to Small. Nearly lost the ball out of bounds. And now her pass out on top is going to be deflected into the backcourt by McDermott. Retrieved back there by Dunkelberger. Now down to Kleinsasser. A shot from the short baseline. Good. Samantha Kleinsasser scores. She's now got seven in the ball game. 60-38. Northwestern with a lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. There's Vanderpool with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now goes over down in the corner to Frankie Peterson. There's McDermott. Now to Frankie Peterson again on the baseline on the left side. Rainbow pass comes out here to Vanderpool. Now to Breckman inside to Statler. Her shot's going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. Nope, it's saved there by McDermott. McDermott down to a Peterson. Now the ball goes out of bounds as they, again, try to feed it inside to Alicia Statler. The Broncos continue to try to force the ball into Alicia, and she is absolutely covered inside. Somebody's got to step up and do something else out there. Turnover number 18 on Hastings College. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball on their offensive end. They get it to a Kendra DeYoung. Her pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Breckman of Hastings. She runs her back the other way. Breckman gets it to Peterson down the far sideline. Out of Vanderpool. Vanderpool, her pass is intercepted. Trying to take it into the deep left corner. It's picked off there by Kleinsasser. That's turnover number 19 on Hastings. There's a pass out on top. Kleinjohn for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound loose. It comes out here into three-point territory. Mackenzie Small has got it to the far sideline. And DeYoung has shot good. Kendra DeYoung scoring there for Northwestern. About a 15-footer from the right side. DeYoung has now got 14 points in the ball game for Northwestern. 62-38. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Red Raiders in the second half of play. Here's Peterson. She's going to be, let's see, was it a foul or not? They tipped the ball out of bounds. No foul called here. Hastings will play things in. Hudson comes back into the ball game. Here comes Cammy Kuhlman back into the contest now for Northwestern. Halfway through this second half of play, 62-38. The ninth-ranked team in the country demolishing Hastings here this afternoon. At the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Aaron Vanderpool, McDermott goes down in the corner. That's a Peterson, now to Vanderpool. Again, lobs it inside, the ball tipped away. It's Bruckman. She grabs it, and she goes up with a shot. She can be fouled in the play. But now the official is going to talk here. We're going to have a personal foul called on Northwestern. Bruckman is going to go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Kleinsasser. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Cammie Breckman. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Breckman will have one more. End of the ball game for Hastings. Taz Yori coming out will be Vanderpool. Babcock comes back in for Northwestern. Also coming in is going to be Mallory Cunard. Kleinsasser is going to go out. Kendra DeYoung is going to check out. 9:47 to play in the ball game. 62-39 in favor of Northwestern. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It is good by Breckman. So she hits a pair of free throws. Breckman now with 4 points in the ball game. 62-40. Mallory Cunard with the ball now for Northwestern. Free throw line extended left side to Kuhlman. Goes down to the opposite corner. Right side, a three-pointer. Put it there and in. Val Kleinjohn throwing up a three-pointer there. She's now got 13 points in the ball game. That's her third three of this ball game for the Red Raiders. 65-40. A 25-point lead for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. There's McDermott, top of the key. Dribbling with the ball, takes it to the right side of the lane. Now reverses and goes over there in the left wing. Taz Yorick, and as she throws the ball out of bounds. Boy, the Bronco offense sputtering along on about two cylinders here this afternoon. Turnover number 20 on Hastings here in the ballgame. 65-40, Northwestern has got the lead. Red Raiders come back with the ball. That's a Mallory Cunard. Takes it over on the far sideline to Kuhlman. Has the ball tipped away by McDermott. Kuhlman picks it back up in front of the scorer's table. Hudson has got it now. Entry pass to get it down low. Bounce pass goes inside to Cunard. Her shot's going to be no good. Babcock going to cut it right in front of the hole, and they missed the easy shot. Rebound comes down to Hastings, back the other way. McDermott, down to Taz Yorick, down in the corner. Courtney Spahn out to McDermott. There's a feed down low. Breckman has got it. The baseline is shut off. Now she's double-teamed. Gets it back out to McDermott for three. Shot rims off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Babcock, and she's fouling the play. Foul into play here at backcourt by Statler. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be team foul number four in the Broncos. Northwestern with two fouls so far here in the second half. Statler's going to check out now. Sierra Williamson comes into the ballgame. Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. All Northwestern. There's another three-pointer jacked up from the right side. It's up and in. Mallory Cutter throws up a three. She scores. It's now 68-40 as Cutter gets her first field goal of the ball game. Courtney Spahn with the ball in the corner. Bounce pass comes out on top. That's going to be Brittany Wong, who's back in the ball game. Wong out to Sophia McDermott. Down in the corner now to Courtney Spahn to the free throw line. There's Brecklin back down in the corner to Courtney Spahn for three. The shot hits the side of the glass. No good. And the rebound comes down to Mallory Cutter down for Northwestern. Gets the ball ahead to Klein John. She pulls up at the arc, throws up a three, misses a shot. Rebound comes down to Breckman of Hastings. Cammy Breckman gets a long pass ahead. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Kuhlman of Northwestern. Out of the ball game now for the Red Raiders is going to be a Caitlin Crock. Caitlin Crock, a 6'2" freshman from Sioux Center, comes down in the ball game. 65-40 is the score. Hastings working on their offensive end. Sophia McDermott has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Send it down to Spahn on the baseline. Entry pass deflected away from Williamson. Sierra grabs it back. Out on top now to McDermott. Now with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong bounced past to Spahn. Drives the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be recovered here by Klein John. Gets the ball ahead. That's a Mallory Cunard. There's a pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Klein John. She's going to be fouled into play. As she goes up with the shot, Klein John now goes to the free throw line here for Northwestern as she is hacked in the arm. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play. So not what the Broncos were looking for. They make the 4.5-hour trip up here to Orange City. Personal foul is whistled on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her first. Shot from the free throw line by Klein John is going to be no good. She's now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Klein John has got 13 points in the ballgame. Here comes Kaylee Raggett back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Also checking in for the Broncos will be Frankie Peterson. Hastings trailed at halftime, 45-26. Hastings had a 5-point lead in the first half at 18-13. It's been all downhill since. Second shot is up there by Klein John. It's up and in. Hastings had an 18-13 lead. Northwestern scores 14 straight points. They close out the first half on a 32-8 run, and the second half has not been much better for the Broncos. They're now trailing by 29 points, 69-40. The ninth-ranked team of the nation flexing their muscles here this afternoon. Now we got a foul called away from all the action underneath the hole here. It's going to go on Caitlin Crock, who just checked in there. That's going to be her first. That's only the third team foul of Northwestern here in the ballgame. Hastings will plan things in. Underneath their own basket, Frankie Peterson holds the ball. Comes out to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett sends it back inside to Williamson. Dribbles in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Raggett. Kaylee Raggett keeps it alive for the Broncos. Her pass on the wing is deflected out of bounds. Mackenzie Small getting her hands on it there for Northwestern. Knocking the ball into the Bronco bench. 6:48 to play. Northwestern leading by 29. 69-40. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball over here on the wing on the right side to McDermott. Out of Brittany Wong, 25 feet away from the basket. Kaylee Raggett, far sideline, out of Peterson. Bounce pass out to McDermott. Fakes it, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes out to Wong, angles it toward the goal. Being pushed out of line here now. The pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Small, long pass down to Florida. Cutter drives, shoots, and scores. Mallory Cutter scoring on the assist from McKenzie Small, 71-40. The Broncos being blown out here this afternoon by 31. Here's a pass inside again to Williamson. Kicks it out on the far side to Raggett. The shot for three is good. K. Kaylee Raggett knocking down a three-pointer. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 71-43 is the score now. Northwestern with a lead. Red Raiders working the ball in their offensive zone. Dunkelberger gets it down there to Crocker. Shot is up there and in, and she's found on the play. Caitlin Crock scoring there for Northwestern, and now she'll go to the free throw line as she is fouled into play. That's Crock's first field goal of the ball game. Personal fouls whistled on Williamson. That's going to be her second. It's now 73-43. We'll have the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Mount Marty is on top of Nebraska Wesleyan now. 2:47 to play in their ball game. It's 53-50. Mount Marty trailed in that ball game 30-27 at halftime, but the Lancers have come back to grab the lead 53-50. 2:47 to play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Caitlin Crock. 74-43. Northwestern with the lead. Hastings back with the ball. Brittany Wong sends it over here to Raggett. Entry pass. They get it to Stadler. Backs up. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. A traveling violation. Alicia Stadler whistled for the travel. That's 21 turnovers now on Hastings. 5:43 to play here in this one. 74-43. Northwestern has got the lead. Red Raiders have the ball back in their offensive zone. That's a Jessica Weidel is into the ball game now as head coach Chris Yao is clearing the bench. There's a pass to Small. Comes out to Hudson. Hudson moves over on the right side, drilling to the free throw line. That's a Mallory Cutter. Tries to shovel the ball away. It's picked up by Crock in the baseline. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Hudson. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hudson drives to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's blocked down, but a foul is called. It's going to go on Stadler. That's going to be your fourth. So four fouls now on Alicia Stadler. Broncos now at 17 fouls here in the second half. So going to the free throw line will be Karen Hudson. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Making five as that one rings the gong. She is now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And everybody going to see some playing time here for Northwestern in this ballgame. The Red Raiders have dominated this series with Hastings over the last 8 games. They're 6-2 in the last 8 games against Hastings. The second shot by Hudson is going to be no good. The rebound comes down to the Broncos back in their offensive zone. Frankie Peterson right at the top of the arc gets it away to Kaylee Raggett. Two-handed pass goes out to a Brittany Wong. Wong still in three-point territory. Out of Raggett underneath the hole. Now we got a foul called. Some pushing and shoving underneath the hole here. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Caitlin Crock of Northwestern. That's going to be her second. Hastings will play things in with 4:59 to play in the ballgame. The Broncos trailing 75-43. They lob it in the way, and the ball is going to be deflected away, but Stadler picks it up on the baseline. And now we got an offensive foul on Alicia Stadler. She just puts an elbow into a defender there for Northwestern, and Alicia just fouls out of the ballgame. Alicia Stadler just fouls out of the ballgame here. She becomes the second Bronco to foul out. Melissa Thompson left at the 17:38 mark of this second half after receiving 4 fouls in the first half alone. She picks up an early one in the second half. She's on the bench now with 5 fouls. Alicia Stadler is now on the bench with 4:57 to play in the ball game. As Jeff Dittman is having a word with the official here on the near sideline now. He's going to send in, looks like Laurel Zwiener is going to come into the ball game. 75-43. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's a cutter to the ball now for Northwestern. As the Red Raiders have a lot of new folks out there right now. There's a long-range jumper from the right side. It's going to be no good as a shot thrown up there by Cunard. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Williamson with the ball. Comes into the forecourt now. As they get it over here to Kaylee Raggett on the wing on the right side. Raggett out between the circles again. That's going to be Brittany Wong. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot taken by Williamson. No good. Follow shot by Zwiener is up and in. Laurel Zwiener is scoring there. Back the other way quickly comes Northwestern driving for the hole. There's a shot by Hudson. It's going to be blocked down by Laurel Zwiener, and the ball is recovered here by Hastings. That's a Brittany Wong as she hustles back into the forecourt. Northwestern just stays with his tough man-to-man defense. Frankie Peterson out between the rings, dribbling with the ball, takes it down the right side of the lane, stops. Frankie left alone. Here's off of the baseline up there. No good. Broncos can't throw the ball in the ocean here in this one. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Cunard has got it. Sends it deep in the corner to the right side to Andrea Anderson, who's into the ball game now. To Hudson. Hudson now to a Cunard. Still out here in three-point territory. Here's Anderson again. Feeds it inside. That's a Crock. Kraut gets it to Weidel. Now down in the baseline, there's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Cunard. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Wong of Hastings. 3:34 to play, and now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings wants to call a timeout. Let's hold on here. This is going to be a substitution-type timeout here as the Broncos are going to send some new folks into the ballgame at the 3:33 mark, so they won't even huddle here. They'll send in some new players, and we're ready to go again. So Hastings going to get some new folks into the ballgame as well. This is Vanderpool, who's back into the ballgame. Josie Schaap now takes the ball into the lane, stops, a bounce pass down low, and a foul is going to be called again. Schaap trying to send the ball down low to Sierra Williamson, and a personal foul called here on the Red Raiders. That's only the fifth team foul in Northwestern here in the second half of play, so no free throws. It's going to go on Hudson. That's going to be her second. Hastings will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Josie Schaap gets it into Williamson. Williamson dumps it away to Zwiener. Her shot up there. It's going to be no good, but she's hacked to the arm. Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Caitlin Kroc picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener is a 66% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's good. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. 3:18 remaining in this one. 75-46. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Laurel Zwiener hits a pair here. 75-47. And now Northwestern throws the ball out of bounds as they try to take it down the far sideline. So a turnover on the Red Raiders. I've got them with 16 now here in the ball game. And Hastings will come back the other direction. This could be the lowest scoring basketball game for Hastings College this season. 54 has been their, or check that, 47 against Concordia. There's a shot taken. It's going to be up there. It's no good by Zwiener. Ball is recovered here by Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth has got it back out to Aaron Vanderpool. Hastings lost to Dakota Wesleyan 50-47 and lost to Concordia 59-47. There's a shot from deep in the left corner by Raggeth. No good. Rebound Josie Schaap. Schaap from 15. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to a Northwestern. Red Raiders runner back the other way on the break. Driving layup up there, and it's going to be no good. Not enough for the rebound. Foul shot no good, but a foul is called. The driving layup missed there by Jessica Weidel, but Northwestern right there with the attempted putback. Now it's going to be Kroc going to the free throw line. So the Broncos have scored 47 points twice. They both occurred within the last couple of weeks. Kroc will go to the free throw line here. As shot is up there, it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. 2:28 to play. Kaylee Raggeth throws the ball down on the baseline on the left side. Comes out to Vanderpool. Entry pass. Williamson grabs it. Mishandles it. Now gets it out to Schaap. She sends it inside to Raggeth. The shot is up and in. Nice pass by Josie Schaap. Kaylee Raggeth scores. Raggeth has now got 6 points in the ballgame. 75-49. There's a pass deflected out of bounds there by Raggeth. As Northwestern trying to take the ball down the far sideline to Jessica Weidel. The Northwestern going to keep pace with the conference leaders here this afternoon. They will go to 11-3 in the conference. There's a pass down low as they get it down to Hudson. Mishandles it, now picks it up. A short jumper off of the baseline, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Northwestern going to improve to 17-5 after this one. 10-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings going to drop to 15-8 and 7-7 in the conference as the Broncos have lost four out of their last five ball games. Tell you what, Hastings was securely in the postseason tournament just a couple of weeks ago, and things not looking so cherry all of a sudden. Top eight teams out of the conference will move on to the postseason tournament here in a couple of weeks. There's another turnover on the Broncos. That's number 22 on them. Hudson drives to the goal. Her shot up there and good. Karen Hudson scoring. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame, 77-49 with 90 seconds to play. Here in this one, we got the men's game coming up next. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted again by Northwestern. That's a Mallory Cunard with the ball. Gets it down to Hudson. Drives it down the lane. Shovels the ball away to Crocker. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Williamson down the near sideline now. The Vanderpool. The Schaap spins right side of the lane. Goes for the bucket and scores. Josie Schaap now with 4 points in the ball game. That ties her season high. She also put up 4 points against McPherson. There's a long pass, goes inside to Kroc. Gets it back out, a three-pointer put up there by Cunard. That's going to be no good. And a rebound goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Broncos on the road next Wednesday will be in Fremont to take on Midland. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. We'll be on the air at 5:45 next Wednesday. There's a pass down low. It's going to go to Williamson as she's fouled into play. Sierra Williamson now goes to the free throw line for the Broncos as she's fouled into play here. Personal is going to be whistled on Jessica Weidel. That's going to be her first. So Williamson to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. Shot is up there. The shot is no good. She'll get one more. 77-51. Northwestern with the lead with 48.6 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Williamson hitting one out of two. 77-52. Cunard has got the ball now for Northwestern. Down to the baseline to Hudson. Her short jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Josie Schomp for Hastings. Schomp runs her down the right sideline, cuts it for the goal, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jessica Weidel for Northwestern. Weidel will bring things up. Right-handed dribble. Gets the ball ahead now to Andrea Anderson. Sends it down in the corner to Cunard. Out to Anderson for three. Shot good. Anderson hits a three-pointer there for Northwestern. That makes it 80-52 in favor of Hastings, in favor of Northwestern. 15 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. There's Zwiener. She goes up with a shot. No good. She's hacked on the arm. So Zwiener goes to the free throw line now. Trying to get in the scorebook here. So the personal foul is going to be whistled there on Andrea Anderson. Here's a shot by Zwiener. It's up there. It's good. Laurel Zwiener now at 5 points in the ballgame. Some long faces on the Bronco bench here this afternoon. They had some high hopes in this one today. 80-53. Next shot is up there is good. Zwiener hits a pair. 80-54 with 10 seconds to play. And the Cutter just comes across the midcourt stripe here. And those dribble the ball out here. This ball game will be over. That's the ball game as Northwestern blows out Hastings College here this afternoon in women's college basketball. A big win for the Red Raiders, the ninth-ranked team in the country, as they destroy 18th-ranked Hastings here this afternoon in Orange City. Final score, Northwestern 80, Hastings 54. Back with more after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College drops it in women's play here tonight. Final score of 80-54 as the Broncos are blown out here today by the ninth-ranked team in the country. Northwestern now 17-5 in the season. They are 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will drop to 15-8 after this one. They are now 7-7 in the conference. Hastings got off to a good start here this afternoon. In fact, they had a five-point lead at one point, 18-13, with about 8.5 minutes to play in the first half. Northwestern then goes on a 14-0 run to take control of the ball game at 27-18. In fact, Hastings had problems for the rest of the half as Northwestern went on a 32-8 run after falling behind 18-13. Red Raiders led by 19 at halftime, 45-26. Hastings got it down to 13 points or so in the second half at 45-32 and at 47-34, but they couldn't get any closer than that. And Northwestern blows out the Broncos here this afternoon in women's college basketball by a score of 80-54. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings today, they were led by Alicia Stadler. She had 16 points in the ball game. Stadler had 6 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Nobody else in double figures for Hastings. Taz Yorick had 7 points. She had a 3 in there, a couple of 2-point field goals. She finishes with 7. Laurel Zwiener had 6 points and a field goal, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also with 6 points, Kaylee Ragoth. She had a 3 and a 2, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Josie Schomp, had a couple of field goals and 4 points for Hastings. Cammie Breckman had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Sophia McDermott knocked down a 3-pointer for her only points in the ball game. Melissa Thompson was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line before she fouled out with 17:38 to play in the second half. She picked up 4 fouls in the first half and picked up her 5th early in the second half. She leaves with 3 points. Frankie Peterson, after scoring 15 last Saturday in the ball game against Briar Cliff, could manage only 2 points in the ball game today on a field goal. She was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Then we had Brittany Wong. She had a field goal and 2 points in the ball game today for Hastings College, as the Broncos were beaten by a score of 80-54. Leading scorer from Northwestern in the ball game today, Kendra DeYoung and Val Kleinjohn. DeYoung had 14 points. Val Kleinjohn also had 14. Cammie Kuhlman had 13 points in the ball game today for the Red Raiders. Other scorers for Northwestern, you had Karen Hudson. She had 7 points. Allie Dunkelberger had 6 points. You had Mackenzie Small with 1. Samantha Kleinsasser had 7 points. Mallory Cunard had 5. Mel Babcock had 4. Caitlin Crock had 2 points. Andrea Anderson had 3. So again, Northwestern wins it here in women's basketball by a score of 80-54. Got the shooting numbers into the ball game here. Hastings College ended up shooting only 34% from the field this afternoon. They were 18 out of 53 for 34%. Northwestern 27 out of 58 for 46.6%. The Broncos were 3 out of 11 on 3-point tries here this afternoon for 27%. Northwestern was 9 out of 20 for 45%. The Broncos 15 out of 20 from the free throw line for 75%. Northwestern 17 out of 29 for 58%. Hastings turned the ball over 24 times in the ball game today. Northwestern had 15. Hastings had 3 block shots and 8 steals. Northwestern had 3 block shots and 13 steals in the ball game here today. So Hastings drops this one to Northwestern by the score of 80-54. The Broncos will get ready to face the Midland University Warriors coming up on Wednesday night up in Fremont. 80-54 again, the final in the women's ball game here this afternoon from the Boltman Center in Orange City. We're sneaking up on the tip-off of the men's ball game. We'll have that one for you as well coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.